Welcome to Section 420, Talking Yankees, the podcast. It's alive! No, not the Frankenstein monster, but Gio calls Stanton. Belts three home runs, comes out of his coma in a game against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Nothing to go crazy over, but got to give him his fair due. I have been beating up on him so far, mainly on the YouTube channel, regarding his kind of putrid hitting and production numbers so far, but seemingly has a game, so let's see, is he going to break out of it? I don't know, but loose. It's good to see him in there having a monster game like that, just to show the potential that it's still there, and again, maybe that's something that we could look forward to this Yankee lineup, in addition to this Juan Soto being there. So against all that, and plus some updates on DJ, as well as, you know, we technically are in the baseball season now. The Dodgers and San Diego going at it in Korea there, so kind of give my thoughts on that. So before we get started, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, Section 420 Talking Yankees. And as mentioned before, there's the YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, Section 420 Talking Yankees. Subscribe there as well. Well, you know, as I've mainly been doing, not really here as much, but more on the YouTube channel and on the TV show there, kind of giving updates on, you know, some of the Yankees that really need a bounce back season for the Yankees to really go anywhere. And of course, you know, the big three I always say is Stanton, DJ, and Torres. Now, less Torres a little bit because he hasn't been as egregious, but really the two culprits, DJ and Stanton, who have been struggling over the past couple of seasons, you know, with batting average, production, you know, being healthy to stay on the field. And of course, we get the news with DJ fouling that ball off his foot, getting the deep bone bruise. Okay, no structural damage, but this is the foot that DJ has had problem with since 2021. Again, had the foot crack, elected not to go for the surgery, did the rehab, really has not been the same player since, and now he fouls the ball off his foot there. And it seemingly, you know, with Boone's comments, seems like they're going to shut him down for a while, and there's a slight risk that he's not going to be there for the opening day lineup, and maybe it has to go on the IL to start the season. I mean, not that drastic, maybe like the 10-day, but nevertheless, this is the problem with just to get DJ on the field there. But there's a little bit more optimism, and now DJ's weighed in saying that he's gotten enough at-bats that he feels that he is ready. So even if he's going to be off for an extended period of time, he feels his timing's there, that once he's put into the lineup, he could just go, you know, full 100% right away, which is okay. That's great news to hear. I mean, yes, he is a veteran, 35 years old. I figure he knows where he needs to be at certain points, but he didn't exactly tear the cover off the ball this spring. So even though he got to shut him down, there wasn't like a great body of work before this, you know, March 16th foul ball off the foot situation there. So I'm going to put too much stock into that, but I'll take DJ's word for it. And as Judge said, as he was evaluating DJ, he claimed early on in the spring, oh, this is like the best he's ever looked in terms of hitting. So really curious because, again, we haven't seen DJ look like himself since like 2020 there. So we'll see what all that has to do about. But nevertheless, that's that. And, of course, the second culprit there, Gio calls Stanton. As I was kind of setting his numbers a couple of times over on the YouTube channel there, you see, you know, hardly any hits, no power, no RBIs, no nothing. But, of course, then finally has himself a game against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Again, we're still down in Florida there. A three-home run game. So I guess when he breaks out of it, he breaks out of it. So I have to give him, you know, salute him for that. Three for three on those swings there, and all three of them home runs. So you know he's been working on tweaking the swing just because, you know, he's dropped a little bit of weight. He's a little bit older now. So he said, you know, according to Boone, he kind of worked on a few things in the offseason. Well, early on, I would say for, you know, 70% so far of the spring training, which is going to be over before you know it, we haven't really seen much to be confident in, but of course, maybe finally whatever he was working on finally seemed to click in there, the timing, or is it just perhaps that the Pirates just threw out a bunch of lousy pitches or pitches that just having a bad day? Kind of remains the scene, like to see it a few more times before you say, hey, he's back, but again, I at least have to give him his kudos to have a three-home run game like that. You know, it is kind of special, even if it's, you know, a spring training game, because, yeah, it's still quite a feat to do that, so I say it's a good sign for the Yankees, it's a positive. So we'll just see if he could just do that a couple more times before we get into the season opener in Houston before I really feel like any more confidence in him. I feel a tweak a little bit better, but it's still not a ton because it's just one game after all. And DJ, you know, if he's going to be shut down for a number of days, you know, well, then maybe your timing's not going to be there when you get back. So I don't know how much want to put too much in the stock in that, but the Yankees will carry on in that way. And also, I mentioned at the top there, you know, we do have baseball. You know, as we know, we've seen the Major League Baseball trying to do what the NFL did with the NFL Europe and now having games, you know, like in Germany and the UK. Well, baseball's trying to follow that suit, having international games. And we saw this a couple seasons ago with the Yankees in Boston there, with the two games there in Great Britain, which, you know, kind of didn't really turn out to be too great. And this was almost a similar situation in Korea. So the season, technically, the 2024 season, is really kicked off. It was between the Dodgers and the Padres in South Korea there. And it was almost identical to the Yankee-Boston game there in the UK, where you had one game that kind of resembled a baseball game, and then the next game was basically a football score. Now, I'm not sure how, I can't remember at the top of how it went with the Yankees and Red Sox in Great Britain. I remember one game was just a crazy, like, hit-a-thon, as I would call it, where you got like a football final score, and then the other game kind of resembled what you would see a normal sort of baseball score. Well, same situation between the Padres and the Dodgers. First game, Dodgers win 5-2, and it was a former Yankee there who's involved in the Soto deal there, Johnny Brito, ended up being the GOAT, as I say, in that one, and GOAT not in a good way as the greatest of all time, but actually part of a four-run blown lead there by the Padres. So Johnny Brito not making a great first impression there. Dodgers take the first game there, and then the second game was an absolute slugfest, similar as I mentioned before. And at this time, Yamamoto, the new $325 million man, the Dodgers trotted out there, absolutely got toasted right away out of the gate in the first inning. They gave up five runs. Now, again, I'm not going to put too much stock to that first game of the year, but, you know, one of the things I would say, pros and cons of Yamamoto, is just, you know, this is all new to him, a new league. I know, yes, you know, even though he's in Asia, I'm sure he's pitched there before. But it's a new team, new league, new hitters, new stuff like that. This is going to be an adjustment period. And really, frankly, he did not have the greatest of springs. And now you see the first start of the year, he gets absolutely toasted there. So I think he'll be okay over time. And again, I'm not going to say he's a bust or anything like that. Or anything, you know, it's going to be an adjustment period. But one of the risks of signing a new player, you know, coming from Japan like that, you just don't know how long that adjustment period is going to take. You know, for some players, like with the Yankees and Tanaka, you know, I remember that first game he had against the Toronto Blue Jays. I think he gave like a 3-run home run early on. And then from that, the rest of the seven innings, he was his nails, lights out. And he had a great first season for the Yankees. Obviously, it was cut a little bit short with the UCL strain. But nevertheless, it didn't really affect him. But you could see, you know, you could see it affecting someone like Yamamoto. Just again, it's a new league, and it's going to maybe take him a little bit longer to adjust there. But it was a little interesting. And of course, then the Padres bats were able to outlast the Dodgers bats, and it was like a final score of 15-11. So that was more of the football final score there. So the season on the way officially, and I guess they'll come back. But of course, you know, during that time period, I guess, you know, with all the travel and stuff, they're going to give them a little, you know, obviously a couple of days off there. And as that's going on, the rest of the, you know, teams such as the Yankees are still playing out there. Final spring training schedule, and before you know, right now, this upcoming weekend, you'll have the Yankees, the two games against the Diablo Rojos in Mexico City, something we previewed beforehand. So, you know, you see baseball trying to push the game internationally, same as the NFL did a couple of seasons ago, whether it's the UK, now Korea is a new thing, Yankees going to Mexico City, even though they had the Mexico City game last year, I believe that's a game that the Padres also participated in. So see baseball trying to expand the game there. I don't feel like work as well as, you know, the NFL, and that's not exactly, I don't think the NFL fans are really crazy about it in the UK and Germany. It's more just American fans actually just traveling over there and just kind of as a thing, so whatever. But nevertheless, they do that. And the Rojos signed Cano, probably very likely may have seen him in one of both those games against his former team there. Another interesting wrinkle, and I covered this on the most recent YouTube channel, is Trevor Bauer also signed. It looks like he's going to start the Sunday game. That's the game on the 24th against the Yankees. And it seems like this is going to be an audition for him. Again, he wants to get back into baseball, but of course, with all the stuff, the baggage and stuff that went through over the past year or two, it looks like he's somewhat blacklisted there. But again, if he has a good start against the Yankees there, maybe a team will raise their eyebrows. Maybe even the Yankees will take an interest. Like, hey, this guy really dominating. His stuff looks good. Let's sign him there. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, nor do I want it to happen. Trevor Bauer, again, even if he's good, he's going to be a good player. There's certain players that just have baggage and you just want no part of. You know, whether it's like Kyrie Irving, we see with the drama everywhere he goes, there's something there. Or with Yoenis Cespedes, the Mets there. Again, he had Cespedes and it was a little bright spot there in 2015. He hit great, got into the World Series. And after that, it's just a bunch of drama and weird stuff. And it's just, you always think you could bring a guy in and a new situation will correct him and you would turn a cheek a little bit. More often than not, it doesn't happen. The guy ends up blowing up your clubhouse as well and ruining the chemistry. So even if he's out there, if he's dirt cheap, and I know Cole's going to be out till at least June, 10, 12 weeks there. But I still would just want no part of Trevor Bauer. You just don't want any of his baggage. Because then at certain points, he's going to be the story more on the team. And even if you get through a losing streak or having some tough times there, it just could destroy the whole clubhouse there. So would have no interest in him with that. So that's the episode. Stanton is alive. The Frankenstein monster is alive. And he is a kind of a big guy like Frankenstein. So hopefully we can keep that up. DJ still touch and go whether he's going to be there for opening day lineup. We're not too sure yet, but he feels confident that once he's in there, he's ready to go. He's got the amount of work he needs to hit the ground running, when he kind of needs to do that because he hasn't really hit the ground running in almost 4 years. So catch you next time.